the fate. Explosions mark the hours, never late.
I'm Tiger. I play Juckles, a tinkerer with an onion in the guts, a fixer machine with a knack for the nuts. And Juckles fact this week. Juckles received his first onion from a mysterious man in an alley. The first one was free. And he's been hooked ever since, as you may have noticed.
Have you ever gone back to see that man?
Yes, yes. And you make me hang out with him and give me onions. It was very strange because I was young, or Juckles was young, and this man was, you know, the age of a man.
And just giving out onions to kids.
Yeah, in an alley. Well, Juckles like hanging out in the alley, so he's kind of a that kind of kid. And this man came up to him and said, "Hey, you want an onion?" And I said, "What's an onion?" And he said, "I'm about to change your life." And he did.
And he did. And he did.
And he did.
Okay.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. I have one. This is not a character you've met, but you have heard his name mentioned a few times. Wester Vale.
Suck?
Schluck, no, Wester
no,
Vale.
No, Suck.
Suck. He wanted to, the whole reason he got into the business that he did is because he really wanted to do spring break in Duskoval. And instead of going on like a city tour, he went on a haunted house tour instead, and got really ingrained in the culture of that. So now he's a professor of ghosts and demonics at Suck University. I guess it's just Suck. But that's how you, that's how he got his career path. Spring break.
Wester Vale.
Mr.
Vale. Oh, shit. Spring. We talked to him at the end of the episode, didn't we? Or we talked about him.
No, you talked about him.
We talked about him.
Okay. Yeah. And we're going to kill him so that those
on,
kids...
He's the one who wrote the book on Neelix or something like that.
No. He's the one who checked out the book.
He's the one who checked out the book on Neelix.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
And we're going to kill him so those kids can get an A.
Yeah. And I can keep Neelix.
That's what you said.
That's what I
lost the thread of this plot all over the place. As soon as we landed in port, I lost the thread of the plot.
You tried to get him to help us kill him.
Right.
Promising them an A.
Yeah. So now I'm committed.
I don't think that's how that works.
I swore an oath to kill this kid's teacher and maybe the kids.
Where were we?
I don't know. You're probably drunk.
You're at Tia Jacqueline's.
How big was this oath?
Substantial.
Pretty big. Mm. All right. I'm Andy. I play Tarquish Thunder. And Tarquish or Squish's fact for today is he has no idea how old he is.
Okay.
Well, it could be 8 or 80.
Does anybody know?
I assume his parents would know.
So he doesn't know his parents, or his parents never told him?
He doesn't really know his parents. Hey, stop trying to get more facts. The fact is, he doesn't know how old he is.
He doesn't know how old he is. Okay, sorry. No. I'm not
and
trying to get more facts.
It has nothing to do whether or not he knows his parents.
Yeah,
That's not a fact. That's not related.
It's not related. It's going to be next week's fact.
And neither are his parents.
No, I'm just kidding. So how did he know when he was old enough to drink?
He just went in and attempted to get a drink one time and nobody stopped.
I like so that. Like every other time someone stopped him. But today, that day, he was like, all right, I'm old enough.
But does he have a best guess?
I mean, he has any idea from like 25 to 45.
Okay. So he knows he's not a child.
But he had to start counting somewhere. Oh, so I guess he doesn't have a birthday either.
He doesn't know his birthday. Wow. Stop trying to get more facts.
Well, you can't. All your facts can't be around the same basic fact. I guess, yeah, because I would think you just pick an age at some time, and then you would just keep adding one. But if you don't even have a birthday, so you never picked a birthday.
No. He's never had a birthday party.
Would you be mad if the party gave you a birthday party?
Probably.
Well, we don't know yet.
What if we just decided to give it to him? Like, you know. because we love
hey
him.
Hey guys, let's throw out everything I planned for this episode and just
and have an impromptu birthday party for Squish.
It's a bit of a stretch.
I mean, we could. It's a bit of a stretch. He doesn't deserve that.
We can pretend to love.
Deep down, he doesn't really want to know how old he is either.
He's probably scared.
Yeah.
He could be 45. Could you imagine that? He's like, I could be 25 or I could be 45. It's like when you're like, it's coming up to your birthday and you just don't do the math.
Do demons age differently too?
Interesting. Like a baby Yoda.
That's a great question.
Well, yeah, like baby Yodas are like, you know, that baby Yoda is going to outlive that Mandalorian for a while.
He might have several Mandalorians.
Mandalori.
Mandalori.
Yeah, I don't know if Teacherochians, if they have a longer lifespan or not.
Let's Bridget, hope it's thoughts? Not shorter.
Yeah. it turns out you're like five.
It turns out you've just been aging in dog years.
And you got one more year to go.
Yeah, you're
12. And you can't have chocolate.
Real old buddy.
That is a. This has just turned into a horror story.
All right. No, I think I probably would say, like, you know, Teacherochians probably age slower. For sure.
Okay.
I wouldn't say, like, elves, though. Like, they're not, like, hundreds of years old. But I for sure. They live a little bit.
Maybe just, like, double the amount.
Yeah, you know, 45 is the new 80 or something like that, or 80 is the new 45.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
All right, Patches.
Oh, yeah, Patches here. Patches McKenzie. My interesting fact is one time when I was a young man, I gave this little boy an onion. No, I'm just kidding.
That would make you very old.
Well, you know, I age like Benjamin Button style. I got Benjamin Button's disease. That's my age. No. My fun fact.
A boring movie.
Yeah, exactly. Played by Brad Pitt.
More like Ben.
My interesting fact is, I hate my father, who gave me my love of the sea. There you go.
Why?
Don't ask questions.
Yeah. Stop trying to get more facts. So I guess, is your father a seaman? Or you don't know? I guess no more questions. Did he also love the sea? Oh, we lost you.
No, I hate my father. But I love the sea. And he loved the sea.
Oh, okay.
But did he hate you?
No more questions. Where's my bottle? He also gave me my love of the drink. Well, you know, vicariously gave me the love of the drink.
So you guys never sailed together?
No more questions. Mostly because I haven't thought of any more answers.
I mean, I could think of it in real time. I mean, this is all random anyway.
Brainstorm.
Yeah, this is a greenhouse. There are no bad ideas except that one.
Which one? That I gave you an onion? Or that you received an onion?
Don't deflect.
Was it a good onion? Was it the best onion you ever had?
How did you eat the onion?
Raw.
Like an apple?
No, did you eat it? Yeah, did you
I
eat
didn't
apple,
know.
Did you
Juckles did not know what an onion was. So he just ate it
he
like...
totally appled it.
Oh, you
no, he didn't apple it. It was more like a corn cob.
That's worse somehow. You only ate the outer layers?
No, it's like a corn cob that you also ate the core of. But he just started by eating it like a typewriter, you know? Like one of those crows in the Looney Tunes cartoons.
Oh, you got so many problems.
What? I hope not one of them is being racist.
It's not being racist.
All right, y'all see that?
Yeah.
All right, the Lockport legend. Not another cult. Church service interrupted. Clothing maketh the man. Our gang of ne'er-do-wells started the day off with a little shopping. Squish haggled for a hat that would give him a boost at sneaking around. After a bit of back and forth, a price was agreed on and hat promised ready by the next day. The crew then decided to check out one of the nearby temples, the Ecclesia Gnostica. This church was dedicated to the written word. Squish and Patches decided to sneak about. Chuckles, never one to join a crowd, immediately got suckered into attending service. Is there a greater crime than bongo playing? Upstairs, Squish and Patches stumbled on the temple's archaic organizational system, the card catalog. They searched Neelix's name and found a book with his name mentioned. Patches was able to sneak the book, but his greed got the better of him, and he interrupted the sick poetry reading. Another cleverly named bar. Squish quickly snuck out of the front and distracted the incoming guarda. Chuckles distracted the angry congregation with his bongos and a mean judo chop. Patches ran like hell, and they were able to take cover at the quaint Tia Jacqueline's. The team then discovered they were just down the street from the Society of Universal Knowledge, their original destination. Night, they were determined to find Wester Vale, professor of ghost and demonic entities.
Have you guys caught the bar names yet?
No, I was just thinking about it when someone pointed out that it was clever. So yeah. Tia Jacqueline's or just
Aunt Jackie's. Oh, from Lockport. You're gonna have Tio.
Oh, Jackie's.
Tio Julio.
Tio Julio. Oh, that'd be a good one.
What was the first bar?
It was Smolders, which is like embers.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was Smolders like Smolder Twinkler.
No.
I thought that too.
Although in retrospect, that does make more sense.
I was like, oh, she named the bar after me.
Oh, this is like we're in an alternate universe Lockport with all the churches.
Mm. Yeah, but no university. Are there a lot of churches in Lockport?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess so, right? Like,
yeah, there
probably.
Are. There was eight churches on our dart league.
More than I would like.
Oh yeah.
And I guess it was the Lockport Dart League, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't that the name of it?
And Lockport Church Dartball League, yeah.
Dart.
Yeah, at one point there was eight of them.
Crazy. All right. So you guys entered Tia Jacqueline's. You got the information you were looking for from a group of college students. You had checked out the gate to the university, which is just down the street, and it was locked. You guys decided to go back to the bar and decided that maybe the best option would be to sleep for the night, get some food, go to bed, because you guys have not slept since you arrived in Lockport, which was a couple days, which is like a day and a half or so ago. You arrived kind of in the evening. You spent the night day walking around. This is the day of the next evening. Yeah. So full night. You're tired. You went to bed is the gist of this.
On the boat.
Well, that's a good question. Did you guys rent a room or did you decide to go back to the boat for the night?
I wanted to rent a room because I assumed with the way we pulled in that they would be all over the boat.
Oh, that's right. They would probably be scanning it for ghosts and probably spanking the hell out of our ghosts.
They're probably doing neither of those, but yeah.
No, don't you? You said that they're all over the boat, so they're probably looking at the boat. The Port Authority.
I mean, they're not spanking the ghost.
They're mad at the ghost. That's punishment. Bad ghosts, they get a spank. Well, they can't arrest them.
Who told you this?
How can they arrest ghosts? How are you gonna put handcuffs on a ghost? They don't have hands.
Where's Neelix?
Call
Neelix
him out
is
here.
In his bottle.
Let's get him to settle this.
I mean, Neelix is in a bottle.
Oh, I see. They put him into a bottle
or another containment unit.
Now I'm worried about the ghosts.
Should we go check on the ghosts?
I mean,
they're fine.
All right, fine. I guess they're fine.
I mean, the captain's there. I mean, what's he supposed to? I mean, he's probably taking care of the ship.
He smells really bad.
That's also probably Kate taking care of the ship.
Yeah, best not to worry about it, I guess.
Yeah, we'll deal with that later.
I guess we can. Yeah, I think it's probably good to lay low. I just want the record to show I'm worried about the ghosts.
For the record,
okay. Noted.
Chuckles is worried about the ghosts.
Write that down.
Write that down. So you go, and for the night, have decided you're going to rent a room at Tia Jacqueline's. You're given comfortable lodgings. It's one room. There are multiple beds in there. I'm going to say there's two beds and a couch. Not enough for all of you, so you can either, you know, sort out the sleeping arrangements yourselves.
Knuckles, take the couch.
Okay.
You're a little guy. You'll fit on the couch.
I just don't bark at me, please.
All right. Hell, I'm sorry.
They told what to do.
Hey, Juckles.
Yes.
Get your ass on the couch.
Okay. All right. I'm on the couch.
All right. Squish jumps into a bed.
Patches, you just going to bed?
Yeah, I get the other half the bed.
No, there's two beds.
There's two beds.
He gets the other half.
We can throw a half.
There's one empty bed.
I get up and go into the other bed.
Well, I don't like sleeping alone at night.
All right, Juckles, get in the other.
Just put Juckles where you want him, I guess.
Can you get in the bed with Patches?
The captain. Yeah, you can sit at the foot of the bed.
Like a dog?
No. My dogs sleep at the head of the bed.
Okay. Just go to sleep.
Well, you go to bed, and when you wake up to the sound of a busy, bustling city day. By the time you wake, the sun's already up in the sky. It's 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. And you just hear the city kind of erupting around you. People are running to work. You hear the bells of the Society of Universal Knowledge tolling. It's time for class to begin.
Can I be gone already?
Yeah. You woke up early. Where did you go early in the morning?
Oh, I'm getting my hat.
Okay. I'm
outside that door waiting for him to open.
Yeah, so as soon as the haberdasher, turns up to unlock his door, he sees you standing there. He goes, oh, sir. Oh, you're quite early. We don't usually open for another hour or so.
Is the hat done?
Oh, yes, I finished it just last night.
Good.
There we go. Come on. Come in. So he unlocks the door, lets you in. The cat kind of slinks up. He's like, 1 minute, I have to feed the cat. And he disappears around the corner, and he comes out with a little can of tinned cat food.
I thought you told us yesterday you didn't have any cat food.
Well, you know what? You reminded me to buy some. Poor cat. I don't know what he eats.
Not dog food, though.
Not dog food. And he sets down the little tin for the cat, and then he disappears, and he comes out.
I'm stealing that can of food.
Oh, you just snatch it from the cat?
Yeah.
All right. I'm not going to make you fight a cat. Okay. You steal the cat food, much to the cat's meowing disappointment. But the man comes back with a hat and a box that is very hat-shaped. So you wanted a Casa Cat, so it's a very just tall box. And he goes, would the gentleman like to observe or examine the item before he pays for it?
Yeah, I will.
And with a flourish, he opens up the front of the hat or the box, and it kind of peels open. And inside is the finest green Cossack hat you have ever wanted.
All right, turn around. I can't let you see the top of my head.
The man does what you says, and he turns around.
I take off my old hat and I put on the new one. And then I put the old one on top of the new one.
Just on top of your other hat?
Yeah.
The man turns around and he goes, oh, well, that's interesting style. Perhaps that's how they do it in Teachros. But how's the fit, sir?
It fits perfectly.
And the color is to your liking. Green wool, as asked, as requested.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Well, very happy to have done business. I believe we said 3 coin. You offered half now and half later.
Yeah, I gave him one last night, and I'll give him the other two.
Perfect.
And I walk out, and I pat the cat gently on its head, and I walk out.
Perfect. Well, as you leave the haberdashery, the store, Patches, Chuckles, you guys wake up and you see that Squish is gone.
Chuckles, wake up.
What? Oh, no, not last time you woke me up. It was a whole thing.
Where are you sleeping?
I don't know. Where did you guys put me? I'm waking up. I'm in character. Where did you guys put me?
You're at the foot of the bed. I'm like waking up with my foot. Wake up!
Oh, no. This isn't the middle of the night, is it? Is it the morning? Because last time you woke me up in the middle of the night, it was a whole thing.
No, it's the morning.
Nice.
Do you know where Squish is?
Who?
Squish.
Squish? No. Squish? Well, I thought he was with you.
No. He is definitely vanished. He was on that couch earlier, and now he is gone.
I'm sure he's not doing anything illegal.
Probably went to go get that hat. He's very, very fond of hats.
Oh, he was serious about that?
Oh, yeah. He spent money.
It wasn't our money, was it?
I mean, it's kind of collective.
Oh, yeah. The pirate life. But that makes a lot of sense. He probably did go get that hat.
Do you want to go find him, or do you want to go do something else?
Well, I've never been to Lockport before. What? Do they have a market? A produce market?
Oh, yeah. Tons of produce. All over the place. I'll show you around.
Wait, have you been to Lockport?
I'll act like it.
All right. I guess maybe we should go out as they open the markets.
Yes.
In the morning, as they do.
Bridget, roll the game. Roll the market square. No, I'm just kidding. You don't have to do that. All right. Well.
Yeah. So you can leave the. You decide you're going to skip breakfast, and you go down the steps out of the Tia Jacqueline's. And you are back onto High Street, which, again, is not just a street, but it's a whole neighborhood. It's bustling. It is early morning market hour. People are out with stalls filled with food, filled with their wares for the day. There are people hawking fish. There are people hawking meats, vegetables, whatever you name it, croissants, other fine baked goods, eggs. The city is definitely alive and bustling, and no one's really paying you any mind as you walk up and down past all of these carts.
Wow. This is nice. This is way less dreary than Duskfall.
Oh, yeah.
Always covered in soot.
Well, Duskfall is a very dirty city.
It's right in the name.
Right there, Dusty. Dusty Vall. It's an old word meaning dusty.
Dusty Vale.
Dusty Vale.
Oh. Well, thank you. Thank you for that tidbit. I'm looking for
Pat.
Let's say when you said we were skipping breakfast, I was not intending on skipping breakfast. I am hungry.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, what are you in for? You want some fruits? Vegetables?
No.
Some grits?
No. What tomatoes? Is a grit?
It's like a half of a rice bean.
Okay, well, I don't really want that.
No.
I know we're just spitballing here.
That's a man's food.
This is a greenhouse. There are no bad ideas. Okay.
You want some green beans?
I want something green.
Do you want some do you want some onions?
Some what?
Onions.
Do they have onions? Onions?
Oh, I'm sure. There's all vegetables all over the place. Vegetables, fruits, legumes.
Food for cats.
Can I sneak up behind them now?
No, you're out of this.
Yeah.
You decided to get your hat.
I mean,
No, you.
He must be able to see us when he walked out with its that Jamiroquai sized hat. I can only imagine.
No, we must be able to see him.
Yeah, somehow you have missed this Jamiroquai size, this green Dr. Seuss hat coming down the street.
It helps me sneak in.
With his other hat on top, his little mayor's hat that he stole. You've missed it, and now Squish is kind of standing right beside you as you're pointing out all of the other stalls at the market. Oh.
Get a bell on you.
No, I need to be sneaky. I reach into my pocket, I pull out the can of cat food and give it to Chuckles.
Is this Miracle Meal? Miracle Meal for cat food?
Yes. I don't know what the can says.
Me neither, but I can smell it, and it smells like Miracle Meal.
Hey, then it's Miracle Meal.
And I can have this whole thing? You don't even want any of it?
No, you can have it.
Not even a little bit? Are you sure? I feel kind of bad taking all of this. You sure you don't want... Here, have a bite. Just take a little
bite.
No,
I'm sure.
All right. Your loss. And I eat it. Like a greedy... little bird.
The can too?
No, I don't. No, I know enough. No, I can I can navigate my way around a can. Wait, are there any sharp edges? Hopefully not. It's too late. I didn't check.
There's no sharp edges because this was originally given to a little kitty. So it's kitty safe.
I mean, with a little bit more veracity.
No sharp
than
edges
for
my little kitty.
They need to make sure the cats could get into those cans really easy.
They're very fragile.
So you go to town on this can of cat food, and quite frankly, it's the first can of cat food you've had in a long time.
And I am delighting in it.
Yes. It
savoring,
is the fanciest
even.
Feast.
No, that you've had. We'll get sued. Miracle Meal, not Fancy Feast.
It's
not a sponsor.
It's the most miraculous meal you've had, in a while. And it goes so good, in fact, that it kind of heals and balms your soul. In fact, it's going to... remove one of your levels of harm, more glass and crack. You can go ahead and just erase that.
Oh, man. I can just feel the glass ejecting from my crack.
Just
as I eat this cat food.
Eject that crack or glass.
Yeah, you can go ahead and heal some of that hurt. All right. Well, Chuckles has been fed.
Because now I'm hungry.
There's all sorts of things. What are you looking for?
Seeing me mog out on that cat food really made you hungry.
I want to steal a croissant.
Why don't you just try and buy it first? Maybe perhaps, offer him something.
Let me put it this way. I tried to steal a croissant. Retroactively flashback, I'm going to have to find out if I did this right.
Yeah, okay. Are you trying to be sneaky about it? Like,
oh, yeah. Holy 100% sneak. 100% sneak. So finesse or prowl?
I mean, I guess do finesse because it's more of a sleight of hand trick than it is like you sneaking around. Because
although he was very emphatic that he was doing it sneaky and not sleight of hand.
Was how distract? Let me ask a question before I roll. How distracting was Chuckles eating of the cat food?
Eating
was
and
it distracting.
Slurping.
Yeah, eating and slurping.
Not nearly as distracting as the attention his Squish's large hat has gotten.
Okay, so does that can it give me an extra dice modifier?
Sure.
That's the opposite of what I wanted to happen.
Roll your prowl plus one.
Prowl or finesse? You said finesse prowl. Earlier.
If, you need a
I
refund
did,
on that
you,
hat.
You were working. Being sneaky. You said you were sneaky. So prowl, and then you can give yourself a plus one for silly hat.
That's no good.
To be fair, I wanted finesse.
To be fair, I wanted to win that roll.
You reach for one of the croissants, and just as you get your little hands on it, you feel someone grab your arm and go, "Sacrebleu! What are you doing trying to steal my croissant?"
Steel. I didn't even look at it. I did. Honestly,
you look with your eyes, not with your hands.
I didn't know. I wanted to make sure it wasn't rotten on the bottom of it.
You're gonna take level one shame, caught in the act.
Level one shame.
Level one
shame. 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 Shame.
Yeah.
Shame.
No. No.
Yeah, level one harm. Caught in the act. Shame.
I could deal with shame.
The vendor takes it and like throws your hand away. And he goes, if you want the croissant, you have to pay.
Your croissant. It's moldy on the bottom.
Jacques' croissants are not moldy.
Oh no, now we're in a fight. Now we're in a battle.
No, I would storm off. I'm not going to get into a battle with a Frenchman, so, with a French baker. Are you kidding me? I got better things to do. You're moldy, Jacques.
Let's see what else there is to steal around here.
Now, is there possibly a Danish nearby?
Sure. Yeah, you wanna see how good my Danish accent is?
No, not a Danish man, a Danish.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, if you want to try that again, I'll let you roll your finesse this time. Maybe you'll be a little bit stealthier about it.
What are we, in Instead Epcot? Of, like, prowling just, up, just gonna piss off, like, one world at what country at a time?
No!
Is that what we did?
Yes!
Oh, boy.
See, I got partial success. I got half a Danish. The other half?
Yeah.
You're only half shamed.
Yeah, so you see a pile of Danishes, and unlike their croissants, which were clearly freshly baked and had this like wonderful glowing smell, these are like the gas station Danishes that are in plastic packaging and kind of have like,
and actually have mold on them.
Yeah, maybe
they're made of mold.
I don't know. I get those every day.
What Danish like did you want to grab?
What Danish
were you grabbing? Yeah, what flavor?
Cheese,
cat food. Cat food Danish?
Unfortunately, you ended up with blueberry, but you know, you did get your Danish and nobody saw you do it. So
I do hate blueberries.
I know you do.
God, I hate fucking blueberries.
I'm
pretty angry right now. This is a character too. I got blueberries coming out of my mouth like fucking blueberries. I fucking hate blueberries. I got a blueberry for a Danish.
Hey, settle down. It's okay. You'll be fine. We'll get through this.
I serve half the blueberry Danish for later. Also, who makes a blueberry Danish?
The Danish?
I wish I hadn't paid for this.
The Danes.
The Danes.
The Great Danes.
The Bloody Danes.
Well, as you guys finish your breakfast, Squish, did you want anything for breakfast? Were you going to partake? Yeah,
he got it. A hat.
No, I'm okay.
Okay. So as you walk around the city walk around the market with your breakfasts, you notice that there are a flood of people kind of going in one direction. And they all look quite a bit younger, you know. Young adults, anyway, not, you know, like children or anything. And you notice that they're all heading towards a large stone gate, which is now open. This is the Society of Universal Knowledge, SUK.
Sook.
During the daytime, the university gates are open.
Then let's go in there.
Where do you suppose all them young people are going?
Sook.
Sook.
So, I guess we
let's. How about this?
We walk in casual.
Yeah, walk in casual, and we'll pretend to be students.
Yes,
I don't think we have to pretend. I think we could just walk in
because we're students.
No.
Well, they're not going to let in a couple of creeps. They'll give us wedgies and hang us from the flagpole.
Are there guards at the door?
And make fun of our slacks.
At the gate?
So there are guards at the gate, but they're clearly like there for show, and only if shit like people start fighting or anything. I say that because they're not checking IDs, they're not questioning people. They're just there kind of as a show of force,
like the Tower of London.
Yeah, like those guys won't do anything. I'm sure you could go up and tweak their noses. No, they are not paying any attention to really anyone. They're just kind of talking. They're just there. As a proactive.
So can we tweak their noses?
I'm not tweaking their noses.
Would you like to tweak their noses?
Let me remind you.
You should not have offered that as an idea.
There is the possibility if you roll that you may roll badly. And then we're gonna have to do.
I thought you were gonna tweak their noses.
No, I'm walking. No, I'm gonna walk in casually.
Juggles.
Yes.
Should go up and tweak those guys' noses.
I'm not gonna. I'm just gonna walk in there casual, like.
Okay, but can you guys see the school?
Yeah,
I can.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Sorry.
Thank you.
Squish. What do you think? Don't you think Juggles should go up and tweak their noses? He's got such a cute demeanor that I don't think they'll do anything to him.
His breath reeks of cat food. I think they're going to have a problem with it.
It's a bit harsh.
So if you're telling me if his breath didn't reek of cat food, he'd get away with it?
No, I don't think so.
All right, cool. All right, so let's just
walk in there casual-like.
Yeah, walk in there casual-like. I start like strutting in like I'm a student, you know, kicking my legs out.
Yes. Classic student strut.
A classic student strut.
Perfect. So once you walk in, it's kind of a quad setup in the university. Once you pass the outer gates, you see this big square expanse of lawn. And of course, people are being very careful not to walk on the lawn. But there are just rows of buildings and classes around the center square. Looks like there are other squares in the distance. Like once you pass this main set, there probably opens up to different wings and different areas. But it's a very, just a big open space with corridors on either side. Students are kind of rushing here and there. But as you're standing there, you hear this bell toll again, the one that you had heard earlier. It's marking that it's 9 o'clock. And once that final bell rings, the crowd kind of dies out because all of the students are now rushing to class. They don't want to be late. And you are left alone in this quad by yourselves.
Is there a directory around?
Is there a directory? If you want to look for one, for sure can. It would be a survey if you wanted to roll for the directory. There's kind of a pillar in the center of the quad that you approach, and when you get to it, it's kind of like a "you are here" sign, and it's showing you like the different halls and the different buildings laid out. There's not really a directory in like it's telling you the names of the people who work there, but you can see that there's different departments. There's like the biology department, there's art history, there's paranormal studies in the back.
Oh, yeah, chemistry. Let's go towards the paranormal studies.
Paranormal studies, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah, that's where Westvale works.
Who?
Westervale.
Oh, yeah, Westervale. That's the name that came up the other night.
Last night, yeah.
Last night. Weren't we supposed to kill him?
No.
Oh.
No, the idea was floated.
I believe we promised that we would kill him. I think it was a blood oath.
No, I think it was only if they agreed to help, and they did not.
We should kill him just to be sure.
All right. We'll see when we get there what's going to happen.
Yeah, maybe he's a real bad dude, and he needs to be put down. I mean, how many good teachers have you met? All right, well, to the doctor's office.
You cross through one of the buildings, and it's fairly quiet. You kind of heard, you know, can hear all the other students have already rushed out to their classes. Sorry, I'm just pulling y'all in here. Give me one sec. You've made it to a second set of quads, and you guys get maybe like a third of the way over there. I don't know why that's happening. When you hear some voices behind you, kind of just, well, you don't really know, but you can hear voices behind you. They're kind of snickering.
Oh,
and
no.
Laughing.
Oh, no.
Oh, bullies. No. I'm triggered.
Is that, is that the bully from the bully
from
game?
Bully?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely it is.
Oh, no. I'm triggered.
I say we just ignore him.
That's not That's how you deal with the bully.
No, you rush up and beat the crap out of him, right?
I haven't even said anything, though.
You hear them. You hear them. You hear them. Kind of. You hear them. Kind of like whisper, and then finally, one's like, "Hey!"
Just ignore him. Don't look at him.
I'm not looking. I'm turning. I'm turned around. I got my back to him, and I am fidgeting very nervously.
Yeah, just keep walking. Just keep walking. Don't just
act like walking. The one with the stupid gray coat.
No, no, this coat is dusty. Let's just keep going.
Is my coat gray?
Your coat is very
Look
fashionable.
Thank you.
I told you these guys are cowards.
I mean, they're right.
Yeah, how they know so much about us so soon?
Can tell just by looking at us?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're what? Your paranormal studies? All those freaks look the same. Look at you. You look like a bunch of, like, worn out, washed up. What the hell is that hat, dude? And one of them has picked up a rock and is trying to chuck it at the hat on your head, this big green target you've just given him.
The big green sneaking target.
It's supposed to help me blend in.
It will. It's almost, start what, a bunch of,
blend in with what, a haberdashery?
Yeah, or grass.
Or a tall bush.
or a hat-shaped bush.
Look at that little freaky one over there. Oh, does he smell like cat food?
Is he talking about
but
me?
But he smells like cat piss.
It could be anyone. It's probably not me, right? No, he can't be talking about me.
Hey, we're talking to you.
How close are they?
Oh, I kind of want to see. I want to see how many.
They're coming up behind you. They're
hear
within
what I'm saying?
Like one. No, they can't hear what you're saying.
I just want to hear how many insults Bridget has been waiting to hurl at us this whole
my
time.
My list grows, though. One of them reaches up to you, Patches, and he grabs your arm, and he's like, hey, do you even go to this school?
Just wreck him.
You want to wreck
gonna
him?
Just
yeah,
sucker
no
punch
one touches
him?
Me. Yeah, no one touches
All right, go
me.
Ahead.
I wreck
roll
him.
Roll your wreck.
Nah, yeah, I'm rolling it. He's going to be wrecked right off his fucking ass. Oh, wreck him.
What do you do to wreck him?
He grabs me, and I literally turn around as fast as possible and punch him square in the face. And it's one of those situations where it's so hard, his feet go up in the air and, like, back, you know, like a cartoon.
Is that a critical success?
Well, you know, that's how it looks to me. You tell me how you want to imagine it. I haven't gotten a good success in a while. Just give me
you
this.
Got a critical. Did I? You got a critical for running away.
Yeah, that, you were that really tracks. Good at that. The opposite of what you're doing right now.
So you covered it with what? So the one that's directly behind you, you just go and you sock him. And yeah, he falls backwards, jaw agape. Oh, wait, what's going on here? That's not supposed to happen. Yeah, you've decked him really good. Unfortunately, this has triggered his other two buddies to start. And they are all members of the university. They have all the sweater vests on. They are young men of varying heights, widths, ages, and proportions. One second here. Perfect. And they have taken this as leave to start attacking you.
I was afraid this was going to happen.
The one closest to Squish, he's going to pull out a like a slingshot, and he just scoops up some of the loose gravel on the ground, and he fires and plinks it right at your face, Squish. You're going to roll a prowess resistance to see how well you resist that roll. Resist that.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I succeed.
Yeah. So I would say, how do you avoid getting hit and pelted with ID stones?
Oh, I pull down the top hat and cover my face.
The hat all the way at the top?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you cover your face, and right as you do this, you hear these, like, stones pinging into the fabric. I guess it would be more like thumping into the fabric. You are safe, but your hat, your old hat, is now completely ruined. It's dented. It's the felt has been, like, pushed in. The supports for the hat are just, it's been pelted by these rocks.
That's not good.
Unfortunately, you have decided to go. The guy next to you goes to his waist and he pulls out his own bottle. What he has here is a ghost, and he has released it on you. Now, you all have lost your ability to be scared of ghosts at this point. That was one of your upgrades. But he is going to try and, like, breach into your body in an attempt to kind of possess and scare you. You're going to roll one of your... Let me get this right. Same thing. I'm going to have you roll your prowess to kind of physically resist it.
Probably not good. Not too bad.
Resist ghost. So you because you have this upgrade and you've been with ghosts so much time, you don't even blink. This doesn't even spook you at all. But you do get a slight chill. Go ahead and just take one stress.
All of us?
No, not you. Yeah. Not anyone. Just chuckles. So now you're kind of in a standoff. The guy who was previously had been punched is back up on his feet. He's cradling his mouth in his hand. And they're like, what the fuck was that for, dude? What the hell?
A captain.
Captain? What are you the fuck are you talking about, dude? You're just some gray old dusty hobo.
You want a piece of me, too?
I pull out my rifle, and I just aim it at the kid's face. While I walk slowly towards him.
So this is an intimidation technique, right?
Yeah, but I will follow through if I have to. He destroyed my head.
So you pull out your rifle, pointing at him, the kid that approached you. Do you say anything to him?
Yeah, I'm like, it is best for you to leave right fucking now. Before I get really, really mad.
He backs up a little bit and he turns and you can see him eyeing. He's eyeing the guards that were in at the front gate. So you have crossed 1 yard. You're now in the second. So it's quite a distance for him to run, but you can see him looking at it. He's looking at the guard, seeing how quickly he can get over there before...
Don't do it. The farther you go, the better I aim.
That's just how gunning works.
That's just
rifles, yes.
That's how shooting guns work. You know, farther you go...
The better my aim is.
I thought you guys were students.
We are students. What the hell? Well, you guys don't even go to this school. You don't belong here.
No, I belong here. I'm in
algebra.
What?
I just said algebra. You said I'm in, and then I said algebra.
The one with the ghost because his ghost did not scare you, he pulls it back, and you see him kind of off to the side kind of say something out of his mouth, and the ghost starts fleeing behind him.
Oh, Patches. Patches?
I got it. Which one do you want, Hotman or Neelix?
We can't burn this place down.
It would make finding the guy easier.
Yeah, his Neelix. Charred corpse. Neelix,
can I summon Neelix?
Dress up as a female bully.
Neelix comes out of his bottle. He's dressed in kind of a girl, schoolgirl outfit to kind of match the aesthetic.
Get that ghost!
Are you going to command him?
Yeah, I have to command him.
Yeah.
Give him a good hearty command.
You command him, and he books it across the yard, and he disappears along with the other ghost into the second quad that's now behind you. The three other bullies are still kind of intimidated by this gun. They're kind of like looking at each other, and then they're looking at at you. Would any of you like to do anything before?
Oh, me? You broke up.
Oh, yeah. So the three bullies are all looking at each other, and now they're looking at Squish. They've determined that the only way that they're going to survive this is if they take Squish down at once.
Oh, well,
and
then
you can
I open
see them
fire.
Kind of sizing them up. Sure. Go ahead and throw your hunt.
Prepare for another beheading via rifle bullet.
Oh, yeah. Critical success.
You cold-blooded murdered a boy.
He destroyed my hat.
Yep. Eye for an eye. Doesn't get more equal than that.
You do. You are smart enough to be able to pull your aim. You don't kill the boy immediately, but you shoot him through the leg. Or I guess you can pick. What other non-vital organ are you going to pick?
You know what? I'm going to shoot him in the ass.
Perfect.
Isn't it on
the
other
ass.
Side
He's
of him? Isn't he facing us?
So he runs forward to... The three of them decide they're going to run towards you, Squish, and they're gonna try and jump you. They're all going to try and tackle you all at once because they realize that you have a gun and they don't. They all rush forward to tackle you, and in the melee, one of them gets shot right in the ass, and he's going to go down. He's going to take a knee because he's been shot in the butt. You see him. You hear the shot go off. You two now realize that, there's been gunfire. If the ghost hadn't reached the guards by now, they definitely heard that gunfire.
Guys, we should run. Run and hide. Let's go run and hide into a classroom. We'll run and hide into a classroom.
I believe we are now school shooters.
No. We haven't shot anybody. I mean, Squish did it, but we're not shooters yet. I mean, let's just go hide. We'll pretend we're adjunct professors. I teach. What do I teach? Chuckles, quick. What do you teach?
The steeplechase.
The steeplechase. What?
The steeplechase, everyone's favorite Olympic event. That's what I'm teaching.
Yes, steeplechasing. Steeplechasing. Fair enough. And I shall teach economics.
Oh, yes, the great
the
pair.
The sea. Underwater economics. Underwater economics. Let's go.
All right.
Squish, the two other boys who had been charging you are now going to tackle you. If you want to roll your prowess to avoid it, you can.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to get it for me.
Well, that didn't work.
Go ahead and suffer your three stress. I think that brings you up to.
I got a trauma now.
Oh, yeah. Dear. It's from all that stressing.
Unstable is a good one.
Yeah, so you have just shot a small, well, you shot like a young man, a young college student. This is maybe a little bit too far than you've expected to go. You've been fighting pirates, you've been fighting ghosts, you've been fighting evil cults, but now
we're fighting school bullies.
And you shot a man.
No, so yeah, I'm taking vicious.
Yeah,
you made that sound very, very vicious.
Yeah, yeah. This has changed you. It has also changed the way that that Patches and Chuckles now view you. You avoid their tackle. The one boy I'm gonna say is down. He's down from an ass shooting. But there are still two other boys in play. And as you guys had your discussion about what sort of professors you're going to be, you can hear the two guards from earlier. You can hear their footsteps running across the quad.
Oh, no, we start running. We got to start running, right, guys? We're going to start running. We got to run.
Well, I mean, so Squish has been tackled and the two of us are running away.
Oh,
Squish avoided his tackle. But oh, he did. He has okay. in the horror of what he's done, had been fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then. Yeah, I guess we run.
Okay.
I'm gonna sneak
hide in the classroom.
There, I mean, I assume you guys are running towards the back, like away from everything.
Yeah, because we're in the middle. We're just gonna run towards the ends.
I'm going to run/sneak towards the side to try to get into a hallway on the side, you know, a closer one.
Okay. Yeah. So for Patches and Chuckle, I'll have you guys run. You're not trying to be sneaky, right? You're just booking it out of there.
I don't see how we could be sneaky. Like, we're in the middle of the quad. We just shot a gun. Yeah, you can't sneak away after that.
Only Squish still had his hat.
If only his hat wasn't dented, and now you can see it from space.
The top hat's destroyed.
I'll have you two both run, or roll your finesse, I guess, to kind of like run as fast as you can out of where you don't want to be. So, you two will run. Roll your finesse, and then Squish if you want to roll your prowl, and then your hat does give you advantage now. Okay. So we'll start with Chuckles. We'll start with Patches. You immediately try to Scooby-Doo it out of there. But you don't really get any purchase, and you're going to fall flat on your face. I'm going to have you take 2 stress for that. Okay. You immediately slip on the
grass is wet.
You slip on the grass.
Did it water the grass or the morning dew?
Dew. It is 9 a.m.
Why is this grass wet? Ah!
Chuckles, you see him go down. Do you stop to help him or do you just keep going?
I look back, but I feel like I have to help myself before I help others.
Okay. You probably are going to be able to make it. Excellent. I would say you would make it to wherever it is that you're hiding, but you have left Patches in a very vulnerable position.
I'll
figure it out. He's right.
Squish, surprisingly, once you get down into a stoop, your hat actually does hide you fairly well amongst the grass. You kind of just helps you blend in somehow. You manage to make it across the yard to whatever thing you were hiding behind, to an empty hallway to hide in. But you've also seen Patches go down. And now is in a very vulnerable spot. The two bullies who are left, they've seen you, Patches, fall, and now they're on either side of you, and you see them, like, raising their sleeves up. One of them has pulled out a a pair of hooks. You know what these are. These are the same ghost hooks that you have used in the past. And he kind of unfurls them.
Okay.
And says, I think he has a ghost, right? He just sent it out.
Yeah.
Who are you talking? Who the bullies are saying that?
You, the bullies are saying this to you.
Oh.
You just sent out that ghost, didn't you?
What ghost? I don't know what you're talking about. You want a piece of me? I'll take all of you.
Call it back.
No, it's too late now. I'm not calling anybody back.
He picks up one of the hooks and he smacks you with it.
Who smacks somebody with a hook? Honestly.
Roll your prowess to avoid it. Okay. To see how much damage you're going to get done.
Okay, prowess, you said?
Yeah. At the last second, you roll and are able to avoid his hit. As he brings up his hook, and you avoid it at the last second.
Okay, can I take out my half of my blueberry Danish and like do one of these and hit and get him blueberry him in the eyes?
You're gonna pocket Danish him.
I'm gonna pocket Danish him in the eyes, and then I'm gonna punch him in the nuts.
Okay. So you're gonna want to like jump to get back on your feet, or maybe in your dodge you get back on your feet.
I do a roll, and I got it ready, and I pull it out, and I got it ready, and I'm like going to do one of these, like smash it.
Okay, go ahead and either your wreck or your finesse, I guess. They're both the same.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you blind one of the boys, the one that has the hooks. You've blinded him blueberry style. But now the other boy has his full attention upon you. You two, Squish and Chuckles, you are watching this from wherever you have decided to watch. Are you assisting in any way?
Oh, at that point in time, after I see the hook swing, I'm going to... Well, and then after the blueberry blinding, I'm going to shoot the other one.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Roll your hunt.
Yeah. Oof.
So you shoot him, and I'm going to say, kind of like with the other boy, you have managed to hit him in the butt. However, your shot has given your position away to the Garda, who have just come through the door. They've heard the shot. They see where it comes from. They see you with the smoking gun, and they've now seen you where you're hiding. They're going to start running towards you. Chuckles, you're still hiding in a hallway.
Yeah, I'm hiding in a hallway. Do I still have... I can still see. I have visibility of the scene, right?
Yes, of course.
Can I take a survey to see what some of the surroundings are?
Yeah.
Okay, this is not going to be good.
It's fine.
That's a failure. All right.
That's fine.
You search around desperately, but this is an empty quad. There's not much here in the way of anything besides grass and stones and dirt. The rooms that are kind of on either side of this quad look to be either the doors are shut or locked, but either way, you don't feel comfortable getting up and moving to them without giving your position away.
Right.
So one boy has been blueberried, and the other one has been shot in the butt. He's still going, though. And you see him, he rears back, and in a move that you know very, very well, he goes to nut punch you, Captain. He goes to wreck you.
Oh my god, it's Chuckles' long lost son.
Oh my.
So you're gonna need to roll a prowess to avoid that. You avoid
his I jump up in the air, and he gets right below it. I get a midair squat.
Yeah, so you just vertically leap in the air to avoid this nut punch. Now the two guards have run in. They are not concerned with the bully that is punching you, Patches, or attempting to anyway. They're more concerned about where the gunshot has come from. Squish, they are running up to where you had previously been.
All right, well, sorry. I'm running away. And then can I do a survey to see if there's, like, fireplaces going? I don't know what time of year it is, if it's cold or whatnot.
We know it's dewy.
Sure.
I know it's dewy, but I want to see if there's any, like, fireplaces going.
We know it's dewy.
Yes, you see there is, like, a small brazier, you know, like a hanging basket style of glowing embers in a corner. It looks like it's been set up to some deity or another, like one of the students set it up as, like, an art project, and they never got rid of it because, you know.
All right.
Yes, you see a fire near your location.
All right, I'm going to throw a couple bullets in there and then run the opposite way.
What are you hoping with the when you shoot it to accomplish with the shooting?
No, I'm not shooting it. I'm putting like live rounds in
there. Oh, you're putting like tossing live rounds in it.
Distraction.
Okay. So it'll distract them and they'll go that way and I'll be on the opposite side.
Okay, sure. Yeah, and I mean, you got a critical success with that survey, so I'm going to say your aim is true. You don't need to, like, aim to get it in there. So you see the fire, you take a handful of bullets, toss it in there, and they're going to just, do they explode right away, or you want some time?
No, it's going to take some time.
Okay, to eat through that, sure. So, Patches, yeah. You have vertically jumped from this bully, avoiding him entirely. He lands and he's impressed, but he's going to swing back for another wreck.
Can I wreck him before he wrecks me?
Sure.
Can I wreck him right in the balls?
If that's what you would like and if you roll well.
I would like to do that very much. Oh, please.
So what were you planning on doing?
Kicking him in the balls.
Kicking him or punching
him? Okay, so...
No, I mean, he was aiming for a punch. I was aiming for a kick. I mean, when someone aims the punch and you have an opportunity to kick, you kick.
Okay. So you rear I'm learning back so much. To kick him, and you get a good swing, but because of the dewy grass, you don't quite get the full momentum that you want. You kind of biff it at the last minute.
Goddamn!
I am going to say you do hit him, and he does take some damage, but he's not, like, down or out by any means. The guards, sorry, we'll go back to Chuckles. You were hiding behind or hiding yourself. You couldn't see anything that was useful to you right away. What's your next step?
I lost track. Are there two bullies on Patches or just one at this point?
There's one, just one. Two have been shot. And there are two guards running to where they believe that Squish was.
All right. I guess at this point I have to do something. I was looking for something clever to do, like if there was some kind of clothesline, but I didn't see anything when I failed my survey. So, I would like to sneak up behind the bully that's menacing sure. Patches.
Okay, yeah, roll your prowess for that.
Prowl, you mean? Or prowess?
Prowl, yeah, sorry. You're sorry, prowl.
Not good, but not bad.
Yeah. You manage to sneak up behind him pretty quickly, but he does kind of catch you out of the corner of his eye, and he spins and sees you now standing behind him. Squish, your bullets have now begun to explode.
I'm going to look for that Westervale's officer classroom.
Okay, do a survey. So you see that there is like the Hall of Paranormal Studies behind you. Again, it doesn't say exactly where Westervale is, but you get a pretty good sense that there's a certain direction you need to be running.
Okay. Then I'll just run in that direction.
Okay. So he takes off in that direction. His bullets have gone off in the brazier, and it sets off a cacophony of noise and of shrapnel. The two guards are going to duck and try to take cover. The bully for a moment is kind of stunned and distracted. Patches, Chuckles, whatever you do next, you're going to have a slight advantage due to everyone being slightly distracted.
Can I go? Patches?
Yeah.
What?
Can I go?
Go what?
Can I take a turn?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't know if you were in character or not.
No. I was saying, can I take a turn? Because she sounded like she would give us either turn first. So, I would like to try and pants the bully, grab onto his waistband and pull them down.
Pull it down.
Yes.
Okay. But,
I'm aiming for both shorts because I'm assuming he's wearing little schoolboy shorts, and his underwear. At the same time, that's what I'm aiming for.
Okay. And yeah, I guess this is like a finesse, right? Because you want to grab his pants and rip them down pretty quickly.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, you can do your finesse and then a +1 from his distraction.
Oh, nice. I forgot about that. Modifier +1.
You pull and get his pants down. You don't quite get the underwear down, but of course, in classic fashion, he is wearing white boxers with little hearts on them, which nice. Is most embarrassing to everyone else. Now, Patches, you also get advantage on your next move because this is, I'm assuming, kind of happening simultaneously.
Yeah.
Yeah. So his pants are down?
You see his pants go down.
Can I pull his shirt over his head?
Sure. Same thing. I'll say finesse with a +1 modifier.
All right.
Oh, partial.
Yeah. So you get his shirt kind of not quite over his head, but you do kind of like skin the bunny and you get it up, like so his chest is bare.
Yeah, I'm on top. I'm like throwing it over his head and like smacking him, like not enough to give him damage, but just to like distract him.
All right, he is plenty distracted from his de-pantsing and de-shirting. The guards have come over to the brazier. It's still kind of popping off like fireworks, but it's starting to die down a little bit. You can hear it die down. The bully. Tries to stumble toward... He was originally facing you, Chuckles, when all of this happened. I don't know if he... Yeah, he didn't really get turned around by everything, although he is rather discombobulated. He's going to try to stumble towards you, Chuckles. And because he is so distracted, I'm going to say you're going to avoid it with the prowess, but you can take +1 to avoid his stumbling steps.
Okay. So rolling in the prowess...
Yeah, or prowl, as a resistance.
Or finesse.
You're going to do prowess?
Just prowess?
Resistance
okay.
roll.
Oh, I see.
+1, yeah.
And +1. All right. Nice. Can I, if it's a critical, this is my idea. I'd like to roll.
Yeah.
And like, as I'm doing it, like try to cut his feet out from under him. I mean, he's already kind of, you know, decreased mobility. because his pants
no,
are down.
No, I think absolutely. And he's like, his shirt's kind of like all tucked up. Yeah, he stumbles and just, you kind of do a quick dodge and roll and just like sideswipe his legs. He's going to go down hard.
Like but a bowling
with
pin.
All of the like, yeah, like a bowling pin, just straight down. You guys are now free of the bully. He is tangled up in his shirt. He is tangled up in his pants. And you are looking around. Squish has run down the hallway. Squish, did you say anything as you were running or did you just book it?
I just booked it.
Okay. You two are
ahead.
Now looking.
Oh, wait. Do we have our, do we still have our walkies?
Yes, you have your walkie-talkies on you.
This was something, then I'm just going to go. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, GM flashback. Yeah. Before you guys left the ship, you're like, hey, should we take these really important walkie-talkies we made?
And we
that
all
have
said
been really
no.
vital? And everyone's like, no. And the captain's like, later the captain kind of like tucked them into your pants as you were leaving. Just while you were sleeping. Yeah, just to be safe. You could be using it. So, yes, you do have the walkie-talkies. You reach for it. You realize the captain has given it to you, your walkie-talkies.
I was like, hey, let's meet at Westervale's office.
Wait, I got a score to settle.
Okay, can you take his sling?
No, but I'm going to give him the pink belly he's never going to forget.
Okay.
Which is just as good,
after
right?
That,
I'm going to take his coat.
No, but after that, meet at Westerville's office.
Then after that, we're going to give him an atomic wedgie.
After whatever you got to do.
Yeah. And then maybe some Indian rug burns. And then we're going to give him a swirly.
You're going to drag him to the bath. Okay, fine. Just meet me at Westerville's office.
Who?
Westervale.
Who is this?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that bit.
It was so nice for a while, having forgotten that bit.
It was.
All right, roll for pink belly. I'm gonna wreck his little
belly.
Yes.
You give him a rough pink belly. I mean, we're talking real magenta here.
Is he crying?
He kind of starts. Yeah, I was going to say, he kind of starts crying. Like, please, just stop. I'm sorry. Patches, are you stealing his coat?
I'm going through his coat. Does he the one with the chain?
Oh, the electric chain?
No, so this was. Yeah, he did not have the electric chain. That was the other one that was shot.
What does he have on him in his coat?
Roll for
chewing
survey.
Tobacco.
See how well he
hit. What?
Chewing tobacco.
Roll for survey.
I was hoping for her chocolate croissant.
A blueberry croissant. Irony.
He has a chocolate croissant.
You got the croissant after all, Patches.
And I throw the remains of my blueberry at him.
That's already in his face.
Oh no! But there was it was the blueberry innards that I got in his face. Now I'm throwing the rest of the pastry at him.
Yeah, you throw the shell at him. You also take from his pocket his like class schedule, and you can see that on the class schedule he actually has a 10 a.m. With Westervale, and it tells you the room number that he's at.
I'm going to take his coat and I'm going to pretend to be a student or a professor.
Okay,
I'm leaving the coat. I'm going with the professor. I'm going with the professor bit.
Are you taking his sweater?
I took it off and then I realized it doesn't fit and threw it back down.
Okay.
Because I tried putting it over my regular size coat.
All right. Chuckles, did you want to humiliate this poor kid anymore?
Yeah,
no,
Chuckles.
I think he's learned his lesson. But I did hear that you saw in his book that he has a 10 o'clock with Westervale.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right here.
Wasn't he just making fun of us for being in the ghosts and demonics department? Didn't he call us freaks?
I think he was. Let's beat the crap out of him.
What happened to the ghosts?
The hypocrisy.
from the ground, you hear, "It's a general studies course."
Give him the people's elbow. No, I was like,
"Here's what I think of your liberal education." Ha!
Huzzah!
Huh?
Go to a trade.
I couldn't hear you over all your crying. And now, let's get out of your hypocrisy.
All right. Chuckles, Patches, you using the room number that you have on the
we should probably tell Squish.
Yeah, are you guys still standing around, or are you booking it out of there?
Right. I mean, together.
Yeah.
Forever.
Oh, right. Well. Until you lie and manipulate me again.
I've never.
Okay.
You're doing it.
So you guys you take off in roughly the same direction as Squish has. Now that you're in the kind of inside of the buildings, it's a lot quieter. You are managing to escape the noise. You have heard, though, like you can hear in the distance from the quad, these two guards are shouting for help. They're getting, it's quite a kerfluffle. It might be difficult leaving the university by the methods you came in by, but
the front door.
You do kind of start heading down some hallways. You two are still, now you're still separate from Squish, right? Are you still discussing your location over walkie-talkie? All right, go ahead.
Yeah, we're running towards Squish, but he doesn't know that yet. And also we should probably tell him where Westervale's room is. Because Squish doesn't know, he's just going to the department, right?
Yeah, he's just running from door to door, opening them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
is this one it? Is this one it? Is this one it? Is this one it?
Freaking everyone out.
Westervale?
He's like
no.
Opening doors to like classrooms, and people are like, you know.
Squish. Come in, Squish.
Squish. Yes. Squish.
Squisher.
Squish.
Squisher.
I got him, Squish. Chuckles, what you want?
Oh, right. We've got the room number of Westervale.
What is it?
6.
Oh.
It was the next one. I just opened up 5, didn't I?
You opened up 5 and 7.
I skipped 6. I thought it was a janitor's closet.
No. Nope. Just a not untenured professor.
In a janitor's closet.
We don't know if he's tenured or not.
Well, why does he have an office in a janitor's closet then?
Because he's only been there 10 years.
Right. Not enough for tenure.
Not enough for tenure.
Chuckles, I think that joke was over your head.
Was it?
Nothing goes over his head. He'd catch it.
No. Not Chuckles. Not that little guy.
Oh.
Okay. So you, Squish, you go down the hallway, and yes, you see room 6, which was just between 5 and 7, the two doors you had opened previously. Are you waiting for Chuckles and Patches to catch up?
No, I barge in.
Okay. So you barge in. Make sure I get that.
Completely out of breath.
He's been opening a lot of doors.
I have been. I had to run from campus security.
Yeah, because I did some minor, like shoot somebody in the butt.
It is a minor school shooting.
I shot a couple students in the butt.
What controversial thing did we do last week that you told us that was bad?
We burned a lowercase t.
Burned a what?
A lowercase t.
Oh.
Yeah, so you bust into the room, and it is a smaller office, but it's well lit. There are lots of books up on the table, and there is a man standing behind the desk, and he turns his head and he goes, "Who?
Who?
Who?
Me?
Who are you?
I am Squish.
Oh my!
Oh my is correct." Now just
is he actually an owl?
He's got an owl head.
Yes, he is.
I don't have a picture.
Wait.
Oh, you don't have it anymore? Hold on.
No, I don't have any like the next screen.
Oh,
she sent it to us. I thought maybe because I don't have the screen either. But
it popped up.
No, yeah. I have the owl. I have nothing else behind the owl, like in my location.
Like the rest of his body.
No. Like, no map.
Okay, hold on.
How is he keeping that monocle in?
Muscles.
Who?
Yes, so this is Westervale. Yes, he does have a very peculiar owl head and a cute little bow tie, just as you see before you. Chuckles, Patches, you see Squish kind of go into the room that you need to go to, so you are just seconds behind him, and you go in. Yes.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to. I was fidgeting.
Oh, okay. Yes, you burst into the room behind him, and his head. Who? What? What is this? Well, who are you?
Sir, I'm the professor of underwater economics, and this is my co-professor, or my associate. No, not co-professor. What's a better word? Hey. He is a professor.
Did Neelix ever come back?
Yeah, where's Neelix? Scared for him.
Neelix and the other ghost, so small flashback. Neelix has caught up to the other ghost right as he was about to approach the Garda. It turns out the gunshots alone were good enough to get the guard's attention. But he and the ghost are now just kind of like strolling the quad in the way that professors who don't have a class do. And they're just talking.
Oh, they're good friends.
Oh, great. He's in love.
You don't know that.
Being a young student's ghost may not seem like an ideal situation, but I have found quite peace and joy in my servitude with others. There's something quite nice about having a purpose to wake up to every day. And they're just talking.
In contrast to Neelix, who has no purpose except for randomly when we call him up and ask him to dress up as various female things.
That's his purpose. He loves it. He's in a very good place. Now, Hotman,
what are you doing in my office? What, a professor of underwater basket weaving? I don't understand. What is this?
Underwater economics.
I am the TA for the steeplechase class.
Oh, and how is Professor Hendricks doing?
He's very mean. He's not a great boss. He's got you.
I'm their intern.
Yes.
That's all very well and good. What are you doing in my office?
What cult are you following?
A cult?
Take us to your cult.
I'm not part of a cult. I study cults.
I think we just... Yeah, let's just step up back. The tempers are flaring and energies are high. So let's just step back for a second and let us introduce ourselves again. I am Corey Trevor, adjunct teacher's assistant to Professor Hendricks, master of the steeplechase. This is my luncheon partner, Leahy, that is, he's underwater economics, and this is an intern. We boss him around. But we had some questions for you because, quite frankly, we're distant admirers of yours. Would you mind talking to us for a little while? Very casual, like.
Yeah, like an interview of sorts.
Like an open hours, or what do they call it?
Office hours.
So when you guys busted in, if you've ever,
If you've ever busted into a professor's office, they don't like it.
You know how they get. They get kind of antsy about it.
Yeah.
One second. I can't get this in here. I'm just throwing it in the Discord. So if you've ever seen owls get really upset before, they kind of do this weird puff-up thing.
I bet it's adorable.
And this is what he had been doing before that. But your very calm demeanor has, like, he straightened out a little bit. His feathers are being less ruffled, and he kind of, well, it is my open office hours, so I'm happy to answer any questions that you want. Children, men, adjunct professors.
Now, what was our question again? We saw you checked out a book.
We've been spying on you for a while. No. We were looking into this particular cult. We heard you might know something about it, but we only know that they smell like flowers, and they might have something to do with a ghost named Neelix.
You know Neelix?
Yeah, I mean, not know him. That's a rough way. We just heard about him. I rented the same book you did. Found out you checked it out. I thought you might be the good person to check about it, you know? I was kind of curious about this Neelix.
Him. Because you can't really own a ghost.
Yeah, you can't own a ghost. You can't own an idea, you know? You can't own a butler.
I mean, he does follow our orders. Well,
he doesn't know that. We don't have a Neelix out here right now, right? Right? No?
No, we're also admirers of Neelix.
Of butlers.
Of butlers. And female butlers.
And male butlers dressed up as female butlers.
Or presenting as a female butler.
It's all okay. It's all okay. But... what do you know?
At the mention of Neelix, his feathers kind of puff out again. But this time he kind of rushes towards you and he like scoots you into his office, kind of guides you. And he goes, come. And then he shuts his door and locks it. And he turns around and he goes, what do you know about Neelix?
Ghost butler?
What do you know about Neelix?
Well... look, I don't know much about Neelix. I encountered him several years ago. I was taking passage between Lockport and Dusk into the happy happenstance of a very handsome man. I shan't say who, protect his privacy. But he had a ghost butler named Neelix. He was serving on his ship.
Was it Fitz Clyde?
You know Fitz Clyde? How is he doing?
He's
dead. Killed him. No, what are you doing, Squish? You have no subtlety. We're adjunct professors, not murderers.
And you're an intern.
One of us did kill him, though.
At the mention of his death, he's dead?
Murdered.
He sits behind his death. Murdered.
We can take you to his ghost.
He became a ghost?
Oh, yeah, unfortunately.
Too much. I knew
him. He smells worse now.
He's just as helpful.
He's just as asshole.
Oh, no. No, not Robert Fitz Clyde. He was such a wonderful friend and such a faithful companion those few weeks. Did we know his first name?
It was Adric.
No, this is a...
oh, is it Adric?
Yeah, it was...
oh, I completely forget. Adric, well, poor Addie. Who was such a beautiful man. Died? Murdered?
He was a beautiful man. I knew him briefly.
exactly.
Interesting.
I'm sorry, you...
The countryside is littered with his former lovers.
It was a wonderful few weeks at sea, but yes, that's where I encountered Neelix for the first time. And as a student of the paranormal and of ghosts and demons, and I found myself quite enchanted with him. And I mourned his, well, I was sad to depart from him. So when I know which book you're talking about, The Ghosts and Demonic Entities of Duskival, Volume 8, I believe?
Or 9. I don't remember.
It was 8.
It was 8.
Did you bring, out of GM, did you bring the book with you, or do you still leave it at the hotel?
Oh, no, I bring everything I own with me all times.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He goes, yes, when I saw that book... back at the Ecclesia Gnostica, I just brought back such warm memories of Neelix. I checked out the book, but within days, before I had even a chance to read it, someone broke into my rooms, ripped out the pages, and left me a note that says, stop, and that was it.
But
you're no help to us at all.
Well, I wouldn't Well, fuck off, then.
Well, fuck you too, bud.
Again, we're still in disguise.
Yeah, we're still trying to do stuff.
Why do you ask about Neelix?
We're great admirers. We're trying to... We're practicing for a play. And we thought we could get some more information about him in this book. And someone ripped out the page.
Wait, can I tell if he's lying?
Yeah.
Because no one can lie to me.
Right.
Really?
Not even yourself.
Really?
Yeah, he's not lying. He has not lied a single time. Everything he's told you right now is true. He's not lying. But, yes, they did a play for Neelix?
No, we're going to do one. We're writing one. And do you still have this note? Maybe this person who said stop will know more about Neelix. We can get into his character.
Yeah, we're trying to write his showstopper called The Butler.
Right. It's very, very gritty and erotic.
And loud. Lots of horns.
I think I have something here. Wait, hold on. Yes, and he pulls open a drawer and he starts rifling through his letters. And his room's kind of a mess, so it's taking him a while. While he does that, you guys hear like a real gentle kind of knock on the door, and you hear someone say, Professor? Professor Vale?
Occupado.
Someone's in here.
Yes.
He goes, oh, it's just my assistant, Evelyn. She's no bother at all. You can.
What'd you say? You broke up.
We can let her in.
Yeah, we can invite her in.
It's just my assistant. Oh, she's all harmless. Right. She's a harmless sort. So, Chuckles, right. You let her in, yeah?
Yeah, I guess.
So you go and you open the door to Evelyn Neb, who is a very young woman. She is carrying a stack of books, and she goes, Professor, we have class in like 15 minutes. You locked your door. You said you were going to meet me there. And he says, oh no, I have these guests. I'm sorry, I didn't catch all of your various changing names. I think you're Corey Trevor, correct?
Yes, I'm Corey Trevor.
Professor Hendricks, new intern. And I'm sorry, yes. What was your name, sir?
Character, what'd you call me, Tiger?
Professor Leahy.
I'm Professor Leahy. Professor Robert Leahy.
And
underwater economics.
And then we have this intern. I'm not sure we named the intern.
His name's Turney.
Do you ever? And he laughs.
It's Squish. Squish is my name.
He goes, these men are just here to talk to me about Neelix. You remember me telling you about him, about that butler and
how handsome he was.
Those warm summer nights. But anyway, do you have... I must ask, how did you hear about Neelix?
Us?
Yes.
Research.
You know, he came out... We found the same book as you. We're ghost aficionados and butler aficionados, and just so happens those two things collided.
Yes.
Yeah. We were already going to write a play about a famous butler. It just... Neelix fit all the check marks. We're funded by a butler company.
Yes.
and you tried reaching out to Adric, and did you talk to him? He's the one who had Neelix in his possession last.
Yeah. He was dead.
Yes.
And we murdered him.
Wait,
he died in a bad case of the dog.
No. Active imagination, intern.
We murdered him and refused.
Yes.
He did not do very well in our interviews. Murdered him there. He was like, he was very, very, we asked him some pretty hard hitting questions he couldn't answer.
Yes.
His ukulele sucked.
Yes.
And he's. He still had Neelix on him at the time.
And he mentioned you, too. He said that he really enjoyed holding you in those warm summer nights.
And he said you were the only person we could talk to if we wanted to write a play about Neelix, because you're an authority figure. And he said you were the only, if we had to, he said seek him out in Lockport.
And he said something about seeking good employment, which I didn't really understand at the time.
Actually, what he did was he wrote your name on the back of this map.
That actually is also true.
Just like us murdering him.
Oh, in reviews.
Hey, don't treat me like Tawny over here.
Felix now.
He's quieter.
We don't know.
Felix now. Who,
do you know?
Who holds his bottle?
Who could keep track of such things, you know?
I feel like he's maybe independent now. Maybe he corks his own bottle, so to speak.
Dr. Leahy, don't you have a bottle with his name on it?
I have a bottle with some schnapps in it, my friend, my young academic friend.
No, on the other side of your jacket.
No, that's the other schnapps jacket.
No, that's just Paul.
Yeah, that's just Paul. Oh, hey, see? Paul. Here's Paul.
Wait, Paul is a
hello, Paul.
Hi, I'm Paul.
All right, that's enough about Paul.
Well, I'm truly sorry I couldn't help you more, but it is a delight to hear about Adric and...
I don't think you answered any of our questions.
No, yeah.
Well, here. He gives you in his little feathery hand, he gives you the card, and it just has very fine writing, and it just says stop on it. But when you hold it up to your face, you notice there's this... like someone sprayed it with perfume, or it was stored with some dried flowers.
Flowers.
Does it smell like the flowers?
This is quite the fragrant card.
Yeah, oh, really good for a visual medium.
Professor Vale.
Great.
What?
Yes.
You said you were good with cults, right?
I studied
all the cults.
Yes, oh, of course. Do you know that currently, right now in Lockport, there's over 214 individual cults registered?
Fascinating. No, that must keep you busy. Do any of them smell like this?
And he smells it, and he's like, no, not that I'm aware of.
Hmm. Fuck.
Well, this was useless.
What about his intern, Amelia Van Clark? What was her name?
Evelyn Van Cleef.
Evelyn. Evelyn has watched all of this here. She's carrying these huge piles of books, and she's just been like holding them this entire time.
Oh, then I take them out of her
hands. Smack them out of her hands.
Yeah, I just start. I run in here and start slapping people around and telling them I'm about to murder them, and then I ask why they're not cooperating with me.
I never almost murdered someone.
Yet.
You almost murdered two schoolboys.
Oh, but you guys don't want to bring up how we murdered Adric.
We didn't.
You want to bring up how I almost murdered two schoolboys?
Okay. Yeah, just bully this woman then. I'm sorry to slow you down.
I take the books out of her hand and say, what about you, miss? And I hand her the card. Like, does that smell
what about you, miss?
Do
you want to get shot in the ass?
Smell this card, or I'm going to shoot you in the ass.
And she smells it. She's like, I don't recognize this. We have to go to class, Professor. We're going to be late. And he goes, oh, of course. And he starts gathering up his materials and his books for his current lesson. And he goes, I'm so sorry I couldn't help you, but please come back later today or tomorrow. I would love to talk to you more about Adric and about Fitz Clyde and about Neelix. Oh, I'm so excited to see you. And he keeps hooing a little bit as he gathers his thing. And he kind of like rushes all of you out of his room, out of his office, and he locks it behind him. And he's like, Evelyn, we're going to be late. And he starts going down the hall away from you. But Evelyn stops and she goes, look, I don't want to say anything here. This is not a safe place for it. But if I have information about Neelix I can give you, I just, We have to meet somewhere later, somewhere quiet, somewhere secure. Where can I see you?
All right, we're staying at
Don't tell her where we're at. We gotta go. Why don't we go to her?
Yeah, let's go to your place.
Yeah.
8 o'clock.
Where's your sorority? I mean, yes. your apartment room.
And could you bake?
I live in an all-girls dorm. There's no way you're going to let you come in. But we can meet at another bar or something.
No,
later.
I got
we'll get a ladder. We'll come in through
the
window.
Get in your room. We're going to do this. Like, if we're going to do the whole college life thing, we're going to do it right.
Right. If we're going to pretend to be related to a college, then we're going to do all of the fun things. And we're not pretending.
And we're not pretending. I am a professor of underwater economics. My name is Dr. Lee.
And I am teacher's assistant, Corey Trevor.
Lee! All right.
So, which window? Swish. Just point to it.
And better yet, where can we get a ladder?
Yes. I can take the one. Don't worry about that.
Where's the janitor's ladder?
Why don't we meet at Jorge's at, like, I don't know, 8 p.m. tonight?
What is that, some kind of diner?
Is that close to Tia Jacqueline's?
But that's where we're staying. Yes. Is it close to the bowling alley?
Is it closer to... Is it? No, it's Spare and Strike.
It's Spare and Strike. Extra and Hit. Yeah, it's next to Extra and Hit.
All right. Okay. Then, yeah, I guess we can go there. Can we still smoke inside?
Do they have shoes?
Yeah.
Do they have shoes, boots?
Yeah, you have to put on special shoes. Yes.
Do they have the shoes?
We'll meet there, but please.
Oh, my God, shoes.
Down, okay? There are really powerful people looking for Neelix, and if you guys have anything that they can use, I worry about your safety.
You just met us. We've been acting very peculiar.
Why are you doing this?
What is going on here?
Let's just say I have a thing, you know. I know you have a good heart. And she's looking directly at you, Chuckles, when she says this. And she kind of, like, gives your arm kind of like a gentle embrace.
Gentle embrace. You're engaged to a demon lady.
Yeah, you look like a hobo. Please. Yeah, well, no, let's not talk about her.
Yeah, it's not. Let's assuage your conscience.
He really likes it when you tussle his hair.
She gives your hair a little tussle.
Oh, my God. I am hard as a rock. And one last thing, miss. If let's say we were trying to get out of here on the down low, you know, because of my adoring fans. Is there a back door, perhaps, that you might be aware of?
Yeah, if you take this hallway out to the left and down the right, there's a back alley. It takes you to the other side of the street on the opposite end of the main gate.
Excellent. We'll meet you with bells on at Jorge's and the extra in Hit at 8 o'clock.
Perfect. And she turns and runs to catch up with Westervale, who has not noticed that she's missing at all.
Yeah, he's all just right, been hooing.
Yeah, he's just kind of talking to himself as professors are wont to do.
See, that wasn't useless.
That came out yet. It was, I mean, that owl fellow was, I think he just offered to give us more information when we asked for the information to begin with. And then he walked away.
He was pretty useless.
Hail the Junk Fort Boys. In the night they roam at pace, solving woes with fire and explode. With a clash and a crash and a twist of fate, explosions mark the hours, never late. Never late.
She also told me to stop telling you guys that she won't let me get a didgeridoo.
Yes.
Didgeridoo.
Stop telling your friends that I don't want you to get a didgeridoo. You don't want me to get a didgeridoo.
You're still doing it. it. You're still bringing it up.